I reason with Nori. Here are two rails in the great hall of Orkney. The stone hawk over the door is withered. I pass from room to disordered room. I wait for a dove sign from the Lord Magnus. I walked on the hill of farmers. Ploughs broken, sickles rusty in. Rats at the sea sack in the barn. I came to the yard of shipwrights. The peaceful strakes for fishing boats had gone to the swelling hull of a longship. One shipwright spoke with the masons and the priest. I came to the chamber of women. The daughters of music had twisted mouths, some sewed an altar cloth. One woman stood apart and wept. In the chamber of skippers, they traced Viking roots on a chart, a few discussed in secret a stone ship. Then in the chapel, this cry, that they may take the wings of the morning. Magnus howls long, in the Seagirt cell, westwards. This can never be good, a cloven earldom, bad governance, the folk. Fall into faction, insolence, orisons. I too would have a sheaf carved on a lintel. Therefore, to Eagle Sea we have sailed. The prows of my eight ships beak like falcons.
Off Scilly I first swung an oar, going then to Africa for gold, a boy. I am not that old now, but I've been as far as Greenland. I snored at the hull with green teeth. I think there may be land further west, only the eye of the sun sees it. An Icelander leaf plucked grapes on that shore. The old sailors in Shetland say Leif had too much of his own trading the day he stained his mouth with Vinland juice. I went with Swedes down a river in Russia. The domes of Byzantium, my eyes dazzled. There were too many Norisks in that town. Their acts as a hedge about the emperor. What am I doing growing gently through a sea of glass? Adislium ecclesi. Yes, I have smattings of Latin as well as French, Scots, Spanish. I like best the Greek words for sea. Phew, that wave made a tangled web of oars. I didn't know Ufin and hold those lairds. Cared all that much about kirks. What there, sea bells on a hidden rock. It's the bell of the little kirk, a slow, small joy over the black and grey furrows.
Now they go down, laughing, to the shore. Now they shout for food, for ale clamour. But truly this face and that grey-masked. Ye in the fire-grey embers, the pots, with raw meat on the bones and cold dregs. Leifulf would not cook that day. Leifulf walked under the crag with red hands, and never a cook wore such a coat. Soon gold and scarlet from throat to hem, and seven buttons of carved ivory. Then Sigurd blew strong breath on the embers, but the fire died on the stones. Would they break down a door for kindling? The sport and the laughter were dead in them, suddenly like the fire. And one said, the peasant will need his door in winter. One said, every man drinks his own cup of death, whatever road he takes, forest or firth, or mountain path, or moor scratchy with winds. At the end of the road is the cup brimming with shadows. He must hold over his grey mouth the inverted cup to the uttermost black drop. In the church the mass of the dead is sung. The earl said, go now, in order, to the ship. The old that had drunk the cup said nothing, a day and a night, nothing. Nor priest, nor presence came about that silence. With the evening star, the soul began its singing.
What's this? I'm bidden to a great feast. But here I stand, lost on a dark moor, and I can hardly move for the heavy coat of state on my shoulders. Men pass me on the moor. They wear masks of wolf and of raven. They seem to pass me, then come about. They stand in a yelping circle. They are the ones appointed, I think, to bring the Earl to the feast. How have I, of all men, deserved a feast? The islands are in trouble. Fire in the thatch, blood on the shore, their tables and cupboards empty, weeping at every doorstep. And I, who am set over this people, bidden to bring them with me to the banquet.
The women go by with clay pots to the spring. Where is the golden bowl? A man stands before you, Magnus. He is poor, he's in tears. The axe shakes in his hands, and the spring morning is very cold. Put your coat of state about him, Magnus. Quick, let the silver cord be loosed. The dark waters rise up into my soul. Here's your ship of death, Magnus. Those bright ones, they ferry you over to the feast.
Sun wakes me. I go into the cold kirk. I light candles, set out wine and bread. A boy might come, sticky-eyed. Now I am another, vested, with clean hands. Otherwise, Petrus, this is a poor place. One might come, grumbling, some old man, had the last hunger on him. One might come, Thord Ploughman. And Gert, my lass, are bespoke, and the dowry one ox. I must set seal, unbreakable, to that pledge. One might come, an April yearling hammered a new cradle. Now the bairn's on board. Let three water drops signify the great deluge. That boar, brimming, at the ark of all creation. But the seven gifts in my keeping put the beauty on heaven on this people. I better be dusting parchments in Tornheim. One might come at sunset. Sir, two fine ships are anchored off the Ness. Another, a lord, cold, is knelt in the kirk. Let the bishop see the lords of Orkney. That one golden bird should brush this poor island and drop a splendid plume. It's a throw of chance. If the man is there when I light the mass candles, he'll have greeting like any cleaver of the clave.
All morning on the sea, cold with creels, and not one lobster. Home now, and the fire out, and not a hunk of bread on table, or cupboard, or griddle. I'll knot that Sigrid black and blue, I will. The plough stottering after the ox since dawn, I stottering after the plough. The house empty and as cold as a cave, not one big sillock to eat. Oh, my good Ragnar. I'll tell you where they are, the woman. They're all in the kirk, kneeling. Don't bide indoors. The lords of Orkney are here. They're throwing silver about them like rain. Forget the fish and the bannocks. Enough shillings to drink the alehouse dry. The lords walk in order to the moor. Their speech is like old carved stones. One of the lords sat in the kirk all night. Why should the lords choose Eaglesey for their corn dance? Why not? We have just ploughed and seeded the furrows. A third of our barley is for their longships. A third for Bergen, the king's granary there. In a mask, there's always a death, always a hero, always a clown, and woman keening. Look, the shape of Ingi against the sunset, and Thora, Sigrid, Ragna, Sunniva, Moira, return to us, Magnus, laden with corn stalks.
If I had their seven silver cups, I'd be richer than the king in Bergen. A dragon a clang like chains on you always. But if I had two silver cups, we wouldn't be poor all winter. No sleep for you under the stars, for fear Slok the thief might have the cups from under your skull. The priest is lifting, look, the silver cup. All the world can drink from that cup, the two tinkers that we are, and the Lord Magnus with the heavy folds about him, and Odd the skipper, and the fisherman with a bunch of herring, and the wife with a loaf from the fire. The priest drinks for all, high and low. If I had four silver cups, or five or six, it would mean this. A great hall and a fire in every room, and a garden with an oak and a falcon, and a ship in the west, all the people kissing the dust as we ride past. What are 1,000 silver cups? and you a dead man, and no thirst or quenching in you at all. A clay pitcher fallen on a stone. On they went one April day through an island, mugs best tin, 3 for a penny.